Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to join us as we read from the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, to begin with, starting at verse 1. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true. Each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Lord, we thank you for the gift, the wonderful gift of your word. Thank you for the privilege we have of being able to spend time with you one-on-one as we simply open your word and spend time with you in your word each and every day. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of grace that we would have a growing hunger for you and your word, and help us to be wise enough to spend much time in your word every day of our lives. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Hey, love, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I ask that you'd speak through these scriptures today. Father, I ask that you'd speak to us and that we'd be listening. Father, I ask that we wouldn't just be passively just going about our days, but that we'd be actively pursuing your presence and actively pursuing walking with you. Father, I ask that you'd help us to be still and just know that you are God, that we take a moment to breathe and just to reflect on your Son. Thank you so much, Father, in your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're very blessed and honored to have with us once again students from Tupelo Christian Preparatory School. And we're grateful that they were able to be with us. And they're going to be reading for us from the book of Ephesians and the book of Psalms as well. We have reading with us today AJ, Yah, Whitley, Brenna, Delina, Bella, Ruslan, Ellie, and Noli. And we're grateful to have each and every one of them. And again, they will be reading the book of Ephesians to begin with. Ephesians chapter 1.
Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ by the hand of the God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you, peace of God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the God and Father of our Lord Christ, who has blessed in us Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even though chose him before the foundation of the world, that we should only be holy and blameless before him. In love, presented to us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of gracious grace with which he has blessed us in beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which have lavished upon us in all wisdom, insight, making known to us mystery of his will according to his purpose, which has set forth in Christ as plan for us fulfillment of the time unique all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have attained inheritance, having presided according to the purpose in him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first hope in Christ may be praised of his glory. In him you also who heard the word of the gospel of our salvation and believed in him were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit, who has guaranteed of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. For the reason, because I have heard your faith, Lord Jesus, and of your love toward the saints, I do not cease to give thanks to you, remembering you in my prayers. Thank the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowing him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know this hope in which he has called you, immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and his power, dominion, and above every name that is named, not only his age, but also one to come. But he put all things underneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, with his body and the fullness of him who fits in all.
Ephesians 2. And you are dead in the trespasses of in all sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all have once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raises us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show his immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing, it is the gift of God, not of a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, so that God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Therefore remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision, by which is called the circumcision, which is made flesh and by hands. Remember that you were at the time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one, and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, and thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you are also being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit.
Ephesians 3. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit of Christ. The mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Jesus Christ through the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he was realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power of the work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Ephesians 4. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions, the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from him the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you...
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're reading through the book of Ephesians. We'll be right back.
Your heart would break.
Music of Rich Mullins with Sometimes by Step. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're privileged to have with us in studio students from the Tupelo Christian Preparatory School. And at this time, we're reading through the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 4, picking up at verse 11.
And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every kind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ. Assuming that you have heard about Him and were taught in Him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
Ephesians 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and impureness or covetousness must not be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving, for you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexual, immoral, or impure, who is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them, for at one time you were darkness. Now you are in the light of the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful to even speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, and be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed by her by washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to him in splendor, without spot or wrinkle in such thing, that she may be holy without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one who's ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother, holds fast to his wife. Then the two shall become one flesh. This mystery profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each and every one of you, each one of you, love his wife as himself. Let the wife see that she respects her husband.
Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with the promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord. Bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ, not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord whenever he is a bondservant or is free. Masters, do the same thing to them and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their masters and yours is in heaven, and that there is no frailty with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the spirit with all prayer and supplication. To the end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that the words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in the chains, that I may not declare it boldly as I ought to speak. So, that you also may know how I am and what I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful ministers in the Lord, we will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus with love incorruptible.
Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, that yield its fruits in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but like a chaff in the wind that drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of righteousness. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep you, your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forevermore.
Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like the arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate.
You've been listening to students from Tupelo Christian Preparatory School as they've read through the book of Ephesians and then Psalm 1, Psalm 121, and Psalm 127. Lord, thank you again for the privilege, the blessing, the honor, and the reward it is for us to open your word and spend time reading and meditating on your word each and every day. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of grace that would cause us to have a growing hunger for your word. And anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer. Empower us to be the praying church you've called us to be. And the church that is faithful to read and meditate on your word each and every day. And help us as parents and grandparents and those that work with youth to be wise enough to teach and train them to read and study your word each and every day. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, what a privilege it is to have young people to come in studio and read the Word of God for us. I want to remind every single listener, it's so important for every believer at every age to have the discipline, the habit of reading the Word of God every single day. If you listen often, you may recall that we will often encourage believers, listeners, to have the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible every single day. And remember this, if 3 chapters is not enough, wonderful. You can read 4 a day, 5 or more. And for some believers, it's not so much by the chapter. They may decide they just want to read for a certain period of time. But consuming significant amounts of God's Word every day is very, very important. Amongst other things, it's a spiritual battle strategy, getting the Word of God in your heart and mind. So that's very, very important. I want to remind you once again, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, of course, one of the books that the young people read from, I want to share with you Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10 once again. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Very interesting to note is how many of the verses allude to the important place of God's word in our lives. Note in verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And of course, the word of God carries the power of God. Verse 13 says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, then verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, How do you gird your waist with truth? One of the ways is by reading and meditating on Scripture. That's one of the ways you dress yourself with the truth, the truths of God's Word. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, the Word of God teaches us what righteousness is. Righteousness is right standing with God, and the Word of God teaches us about what righteousness is. Verse 15 says, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace, of course, is the gospel which is within the Word of God. The gospel is the Word of God. And so the Word of God prepares us and equips us to be well-equipped warriors as we step out onto the battlefield of life. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Do you want to build your faith, strengthen and nourish your faith? Spend time reading and meditating on the Word of God. That's how you can strengthen, nourish, and empower your faith, by getting into God's Word every single day. And so, and then, of course, verse 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. So how important it is that we're taking it every day. Lord, thank you again for your Word. Thank you for how that your Word equips us, prepares us, and goes mightily before us as we read and meditate on it every day. Help us to make it one of the high priorities of our day every day, to get into your Word and spend time one-on-one with you every single day. We thank and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We'll be right back. Music from Elevation Worship, Oh Sing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Once again, we were privileged to have students from Tupelo Christian Preparatory School to come and read for us. Reading, they read through the book of Ephesians, the entire book, and Psalm 1, Psalm 121, and Psalm 127. To every parent listening, I want to remind you, having the habit of having each of your children read three chapters out loud to you every day is a very, very fruitful and a blessed habit that will minister to your children in wonderful ways, and it'll minister to you as well. And it'll bless your home because it pours the grace of God into your home as well. So if you don't have that habit, today is a good day to start such a habit. I want to take time now to share an article entitled Children Who Read the Word of God. And if you'd like to get a copy, email us, joseph@afr.net. Again, the title of the article, Children Who Read the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And then 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Again, 1 Timothy 4:13. Then Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Again, Romans 12, 1 and 2. Then Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Many parents have never encouraged their children to read the Word of God out loud to them. it's simply not been a priority. Christian parents often take their children to Sunday school and church, and that's a very, very good thing. But sadly, having their children read the Word of God out loud to them in their homes every day, along with church attendance, has just not been that important to so many parents. Allow me to make a case for why it would be wise to change this reality. Consider this important question and the answers to it. What happens when a child reads the Word of God? What takes place in the life of a young person who is faithfully taking time to read God's Word every single day? That child is spending time with Jesus. He or she is spending time interacting with Jesus as they take time to read His Word. That child is spending time listening to the wisdom, grace, power, and insight of the Creator of the universe. See John 1:1, John 6:63, and Romans 12:1 and 2. What more productive activity could your child possibly be doing? That young person is receiving the most powerful, life-changing, and uplifting insight in all of the universe. The transforming power of the Word of God is working on the mind and the heart of this young person. The Word of God is impacting this youth in many very fruitful ways. See Romans 12:1 and 2 and Proverbs 1, chapters 1 and 2. This youth is spending time in the presence of God, in the presence of Christ and God as they read the Word of God. And when any person spends time in the presence of God, he or she will not be the same on the other side of that time. John chapter 1, verse 1. Researchers at the Center for Bible Engagement found some interesting insights about the importance of and the place of reading the Word of God in the life of a believer. According to their research, the life of someone who engages and spends time in Scripture four or more times a week looks radically different from the life of someone who does not. They discovered that the lives of believers who do not engage the Bible most of the days of the week, that is, 3 days or less, their lives are statistically the same as the lives of unbelievers. Spending time reading and meditating on Scripture daily is much more important than so many really grasp. So, parents, if you begin the habit of having your child read the Word of God out loud to you daily, great things can begin to happen in your child's heart. Why is it important for your child to read the Word of God out loud to you, the parent? Because you know for sure that he or she has spent time reading the Word of God on that given day. Sometimes a parent may tell a child, go read your Bible. Maybe the child will, maybe he or she will not. Our children are human beings, and as much as we like to think our children will do exactly what we tell them, that's just not always been true. When you make time each day to have them read the Word of God out loud to you, you can know this for a fact. You know that they have spent time reading the Word of God on that given day. Children and youth today are filling their minds with something. Sadly, too often, what they've been filling their minds with has been darkness, toxic information, and wicked worldly thinking and perspectives. Too many youths have filled their minds with pornography, online garbage, demonic insights from dark movies and TV shows, horror movies, etc. And too many youths spend hours playing dark video games and doing things online that are very negative spiritually, mentally, and otherwise. The blessed Word of God is pure light. There's absolutely nothing better for our children spiritually, mentally, and emotionally than the Word of God. We're told in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The Word of God heals all the ills of life. God's Word is pregnant with the ability to bless us. The transforming power of God's Word is undeniable. It's powerful, and it's very mighty in every way for good. Beginning the habit of having your child read God's Word out loud to you each day is a very fruitful one. It is a great way to help us focus the power of God onto and into the lives of our children. Today is a great day to start this family discipleship goal with your children. It'll help produce eternal fruit in their lives. Again, the title of that article, Children Who Read the Word of God. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you again. joseph@afr.net. We're going to take time now to share an additional article, and hopefully we'll get all the way through it. But this article is entitled The Child Warrior. And these articles are found on the AFA stand if you'd like to go there and get them. Again, the title of this article, The Child Warrior. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Then reading once again, Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. Spiritual warfare is a reality of life. Life is not a playground. Life is not a beach. Life is a battlefield. So it's critical that we understand that life is not a game. It's not a game in which those who oppose you think themselves to be bound by a certain set of rules. The devil is our enemy, plain and simple. He hates all people, especially people of faith. This is the truth for every man and woman on earth. But know that this is not a reason for any believer to despair. Be mindful that Christ told us, "But take heart, I have overcome the world." John 16:33. Spiritual warfare is a reality for children and youth as much as it is for adults. It doesn't change for children and youth just because they're young. The devil isn't trying to give children a break. He doesn't care about children. He hates children as much as he hates adult human beings. A picture of how the devil feels about children can be seen in abortion. He hates children and wants to destroy them. We as followers of Christ would be wise to do our part to very effectively equip our children for the battlefield of life. We would be wise to seek to equip them as young warriors that every day have to step out on the same battlefield as adults step out on. How tragic it is to see in the news children as tragic casualties time and time again in the spiritual warfare of life. Teens murdering other teens, youth and children committing suicide, very young children hooked on drugs and selling them, children bullying other children, and the list could go on and on. We are wise to seek to help our children become Christian warriors, spiritual warriors, because this helps them to be in the most advantageous position they can be in life. And that position is in knowing Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior and living a life boldly following Christ. That's a Christian warrior. So now, allow me to define a Christian warrior. The following are some traits of a strong Christian warrior. One, he or she is a person who's accepted Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. Two, this person is growing spiritually as he or she becomes a diligent student of the Word of God, probably reading and meditating on at least 3 chapters in the Word daily. Thirdly, this believer is a person of prayer who makes time to spend significant time in the Word daily. Four, this follower of Christ is seeking to live out the Word of God in his or her daily life in a life of obedience. And fifthly, This believer is faithfully seeking to be a witness for Christ, learning to faithfully share the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever he or she may go. And for time reasons, we're not quite finished with the article, but we'll end it there. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email me at joseph@afr.net. Again, the title of this last article, The Child Warrior. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Christ to come into your heart to be Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. Would you from your heart pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're wanting to be in touch with you. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and information that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to, again, if you did make that step, please, please get in touch with us. Again, my email, joseph@afr.net. Allow us to share that discipleship information with you. If you're wanting copies of either the articles that we shared, again, the two articles, the first one entitled Children Who Read the Word of God, and the second article is entitled The Child Warrior, we're glad to send one or both articles. Simply email us, same email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We invite you to pray much for the work, the great work and mission and ministry of Tupelo Christian Preparatory Schools, and we're so grateful that they're young people from that school came to be with us and share the Word of God with us today. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.